All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. We are going to be discussing, are we going to have a war with Iran? Looks like the only one remained in the White House from the group that took us to Iran is very much the president. Everybody else left him. So he's sitting like a lame duck right now. But I'll tell you what, he's still very much, it reminds me of what was happening before the war on Iraq. All you have to do is just go back to all the speeches that President Bush had made before the Iranian war or before the Iraqi war. And just replace, just you don't even have to change the whole word, just change the last letter from an N to a from a Q to an N, which will make it Iran. This is what he said in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas, actually, at the American Legion Convention. And very much the rhetoric is very much of what we used to hear before we went and attacked Iraq. He said, Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. You see, right there we put terrorism. So you, the American citizen, will very much agree with anything the president wants to do because he put that label of terrorism on that country. He said, Iran funds terrorist groups like Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Okay? So these groups that are basically fighting the Israelis to end the occupation of Israel. And so he thinks that Iran is sponsoring those groups, which is, and again, he goes on to say, which murder the innocent and target Israel. You see, always we are worried about who's targeting Israel. Always we have to cater to Israel. Then he says Iran is sending arms to the Taliban. And Iran has arrested visiting American scholars who have committed no crimes. Iran's active pursuit of technology that could lead to nuclear weapons threatened to put a region already known for instability and violence under the shadow of a nuclear holocaust. Well, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, true that the region was in a state of instability, but that's thanks to Israel. And now, thanks to us, the whole world is in.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Hisham Tilawi, and shortly Mark Glenn will join us. But let's go ahead and set the stage for what we're going to talk about today, among other issues, of course. But the rhetoric from the White House and from those who are pro-Israel in Washington, very much the same rhetoric we are hearing before we went and attacked Iraq and caused the death of hundreds of thousands of people over there and caused injuries to millions of people. And about 4 million Iraqis had to leave their homes. So now we are very much talking about Iran. And the president said Iran's actions threaten the security of nations everywhere. I think it needs to be United States actions threatens the security of nations everywhere. Because the world was in a much, much better shape before we went and attacked Iraq. Also, what is George Bush planning to do? Because what we are seeing now, he wants to convince you. He just had a meeting yesterday with the in the Pentagon, and they're very much preparing for how to answer Iran. Now, you have to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know geography of that region, Iran is sitting between Iraq and Afghanistan. So we are knocking on Iran's doors from both sides. And just like any other country, Iran would have to do what Iran has to do for their own national interest. They're not going to do what is good for the national interest of the United States or what is good for President Bush. They're going to do what's good for Iran. Now, is Iran a threat? Well, if you listen to the president, you think we're all going to be killed unless we take care of Iran. Now, if Iran, even our own experts, our own nuclear scientists and inspectors, said even if Iran were to get the bomb, it would be about 5 to 10 years. And even if it gets the bomb, even if it gets 10 bombs, would that be a threat to the United States? Of course not. Would it be a threat to anyone? Of course not. Because we have over 10,000 nuclear bombs. And don't forget the H-bomb. The H-bomb that the United States is the only one that has that, and that bomb is capable of taking care of a whole city. Millions of people will be vaporized, and we can't do that. The Iranians know that. So this rhetoric about Iran having the bomb that's supposedly going to be doomsday for us is nonsense. Anyhow, let's bring Mark Glenn to the discussion. Mark, how are you?
Fine, Hashem. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
Same here. I'm still maintaining, even though the war, the drum beats are already out there, but I'm still maintaining that we will not dare to go after Iran because, you know, we're having a hell of a time just controlling what's going on in Iraq. And Petraeus will be, I think next week, he's going to be given a report to Congress that, hey, things are not really going as well as we thought they will be going. And it will be crazy to go after Iran at this time. If we go after Iran, what do you think, Mark, what do you think would be the reason going after Iran?
Well, there can only be one reason. And obviously, as you said, Hashem, it is not anything that benefits the United States. There's only one region, one country in that region who stands to benefit from it, and it is Israel. But, you know, interestingly enough, Hashem, you will be amazed to find out that there is somebody very important on the world stage who agrees with you that the United States would not dare to attack Iran right now. And do you know who that person is?
Who's that?
The president of Iran. I'm looking at an AFP story here, and by AFP I don't mean American Free Press, the newspaper for which I write, but rather the Agence France Presse. And in it, Ahmadinejad is quoted as saying that there is no way a possibility of such an attack by the United States is going to take place. Even if they take such a decision, they cannot implement it. And these were the words of the president of Iran himself. He is maintaining that the United States is not going to attack Iran. Some people may consider this to be bluster on his part, but I sense that there is something more to this.
You know, it is true that Iran is interfering in Iraq. I mean, no one is hiding it. They're not even hiding that. But in Iraq, there are a lot of people who are interfering there for their own reasons. You know, you have the Arab governments on one side, you have the Iranians, you have Turkey, you have a lot of people, and we created that. That was not there before. Iraq was probably one of the most stable Arab countries in that region for 35 years. And the thing is, you know, Iran, it's true, it is helping some of the Shiites there because it's to their advantage. It's the Iranians' advantage. You know, the Iranians, they're not going to have, number one, the Iranians, if they can play a regional power, they are going to play a regional power. No one can deny them that because we are playing a world power. Now, at the same time, I'm thinking, you know, we created this mess. We basically, we made our bed and we don't want to lay in it because Iraq was the first line of defense for the United States. After the Khomeini Revolution, we very much helped Iraq. We armed Iraq. We sent our advisors to Iraq. So Saddam Hussein was our boy when he went on and started the war with Iran that we encouraged him to do because we did not want the Iranian Revolution, the Khomeini Revolution, to spill over to other parts of the Middle East and, you know, cause chaos over there. But then we go in there, we destroy Iraq for no benefit to us. The only beneficiary here is the Israelis. And now we're saying what to do. And now we're saying we're going to go after Iran. Now, if we go after Iran, then we will have wars going on all the way from Afghanistan Iran and Iraq, and God knows when, and we are stretched out big time as it is. The only way we can win a war in the Middle East with Iran, hydrogen bomb or the nuclear bomb. And if you listen to Hillary Clinton, when she made a speech at the AIPAC convention, when she said all options are on the table, that we will stop the Iranians. Are we ready, Mark, to use hydrogen bomb and kill millions?
Well, I think that that is ultimately what they have in mind, Hisham, because as you've pointed out, we cannot mount any type of a conventional war against Iran. We are having our rear end handed to us in Iraq. And Iraq, this is in Iraq after it has gone through 17 years of sanctions that has absolutely destroyed its infrastructure. And so the idea that we would be able to put any boots on the ground in Iran is laughable. And so I think that the idea of using nuclear weapons against Iran is something that we, and by we, I say the United States government in collusion with the government of Israel, I think that this is something that they have planned on doing all along. And so when you look at the comments of Hillary Clinton, and by the way, it's not just Hillary Clinton. Virtually every presidential candidate, whether they are on the side of the Democrats or on the side of the Republicans, they have all voiced some type of similar sentiment that they would be willing, if they didn't come right out and say an absolute willingness on their part to use nuclear weapons. What they have said is that they left it in a very ambiguous region known as all options are on the table. And so this is one of the things I think that Americans have got to understand, which is this government does not belong to us anymore. These people, whether they are holding office or whether they're seeking the highest office in the land, they are beholden to a higher power, and that power is Israel. And these people are willing to do anything in order to appease the Israeli lobby, even launching a nuclear war against Iran.
But, Mark, I'm really having, and I'm still maintaining that we will not see a war with Iran, even though everybody else in the world is saying that we will attack Iran. You know, Patrick Buchanan is one of them. And people on the left and on the right, they are talking about attacking Iran. And I am maintaining that it's not an option for us to attack Iran because it's madness. And I'm having a hard time believing that we have crazy people in the White House. I mean, you know, it was stupid enough to go after Iraq, and now we are talking about going after Iran. And, you know, number one, our economy is in shambles because of the Iraqi war. Our economy is suffering big time. Look at what's happening in the housing industry. And we'll pick this up after the break because something has to take place. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food. rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As usual, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let me take a moment here to ask everyone for their support of the network. We do need your help. As you know, this network has no strings attached, none whatsoever, except to you, the listener, and it needs your help. It needs your help to remain on the air, because if we do have a war with Iran, you will need somebody to be telling you that.
Well, it sounds like we have lost Hashem. We've been having problems with Skype here the last couple of weeks with many of the programs on RBN. I'd hate to think that somebody was deliberately doing it, but then again, you never know, folks. These are strange times that we're living in. There he is.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go back and discuss this after we go see what else is going on in the world. And because Iran is going to be with us for the next probably couple of years or so, so we'll have plenty of time to analyze what is happening between us and Iran. But what else is going on in the world?
Well, of course, the big news, Hashem, is the conference coming up in October. This is probably the biggest news right now in the world, if I may be so bold to say so. The No More Wars for Israel conference that will be taking place in Southern California over the weekend of October 12th to 14th. Anybody interested in finding out more information on this should go to the internet and type in nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com, and there you will find the information you need as well as any contact information so that you can find out more. But as far as the less important stories going on in the world, I'm looking at a story here that was published out of Haaretz, which is one of Israel's biggest newspapers, and it states in this that fully 71% of Israelis believe that the United States should launch a military attack on Iran if diplomatic efforts fail to halt Tehran's nuclear program. Survey commissioned by Bar-Ilan University's BESA Center, as well as the Anti-Defamation League in the United States, found that 59% of Israelis still believe that the war in Iraq was justified, while 36% take the opposite view. This is something to keep in mind when they are, obviously, when they are doing polls such as this in Israel. This is something that we need to pay attention to. Going on from there, there is a story here appearing in the Jewish Telegraph Agency that is talking about the recent announcement that there is going to be this television campaign beginning in the United States that is going to be done to support not only what has taken place in Iraq, but what is going to be taking place in Iran as well. This $15 million ad that is due to be running on American television and may actually be going on now, it is sponsored by a board known as Freedom's Watch. And according to this Jewish newspaper known as the Jewish Telegraph Agency, the board of this Freedom's Watch group includes Ari Fleischer, Bush's former press secretary, Matt Brooks, the executive director of the Republican Jewish Coalition, Bradley Blakeman, a senior White House staffer in Bush's first term, and Mel Sembler, a longtime Republican Jewish Coalition leader and former ambassador to Rome. This story in the Jewish Telegraph Agency is trying to actually make light of the fact that the largest group of donors and supporters for this this television campaign taking place to try to recapture American support for the war in Iraq and the future war in Iran, that it is mainly done, being done with Jewish money and Jewish effort. It talks about the fact that, as I said, at least half, if not more, of those who are involved in this are Jewish, but at the same time it's saying that we shouldn't read too much into this. The next story that I found here, which I found very interesting, it was a press release that was put out by the American Arab Institute. A retired U.S. diplomat who served in the Middle East has pleaded not guilty to two charges of making threats against Lebanese and Arabs, sources close to the case said Thursday. Patrick Syring was indicted on August 15th for willful intimidation and making threats by allegedly delivering derogatory voicemail messages and emails to the American Arab Institute in Washington last year. Syring, who according to U.S. media reports had served 20 years in the Foreign Service, entered his plea on Thursday after a judge read him the two-count indictment. But this is the interesting thing, folks. Listen to some of the things that this diplomat is accused of saying. Quote, "The only good Lebanese is a dead Lebanese. The only good Arab is a dead Arab. Long live the Israeli Defense Forces. Death to Lebanon and death to Arabs." Directing his remarks towards James Ogbey, who is the president of the Arab American Institute, he said, "Zogby's anti-Semitic, anti-American statements are abhorrent, repulsive, and disgusting." That's James Ogbey. Right. We'll get back to this.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever, on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Mark, you know that story with this? Actually, he was still working for the State Department while he was making these threats with the Arab American Institute against not just James Zogby, but against other people who work there at the institute, and he was found guilty. You know, people probably don't know that making threats over the internet is considered a threat. How it's amazing how these stories, if this was an Arab calling a Jewish agency and making these threats, it will be all over the news. But of course, because this is a pro-Israeli guy who works for the State Department making these threats, then it's okay. You're not going to read about this story in the New York Times.
Yes. I mean, think about the last thing in this press statement. He says, you and you Arabs should burn in the fires of hell for eternity. The Israeli Defense Force is bombing Lebanon back into the Stone Age where it belongs. Arabs are dogs. Long live the State of Israel. Death to Arab Americans. Now, as you said, Hashem, you can just imagine the screeching and howling that would take place if a representative of the U.S. State Department were to make, whether he was an Arab or not, but if he were to make any kind of statements like this about Israelis or Zionists or Jews, I mean, think of what happened a few months ago to the American ambassador to Israel when he was in a question and answer session in Israel, and a supporter of Jonathan Pollard asked him a question about why the United States is not going to release Jonathan Pollard. His answer was, Jonathan Pollard should have gotten the death sentence for what he did, so he should consider himself lucky. The Israeli government and many other rather vocal voices in Israel were calling for this man's head, and all he was doing was making a statement as it pertains to United States law and the way that the United States deals with traitors. This caused all kinds of trouble, but yet this State Department spokesman, Syring, saying this about the Arabs, not a peep. We don't hear a peep about it.
Well, just imagine if he said instead of Arabs are dogs, if he said Jews are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine, you know, he would not even make it to court. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy had his day in court and was found guilty of these derogatory. But the people don't know what extremism is, but that's extremism. That's the classical example of extremism right there in the United States State Department.
Well, another story that I found interesting this week, Hashem, was one, I hate to quote it because I'm not a big fan of WorldNet Daily at all, but they did have an interesting story in WorldNet Daily about how there is a little-known, little-publicized portion of U.S. law that allows civilian prison camps to be built next to or on Army bases. And in this, it says the name of the story actually was written by Jerome Corsi, and I believe you had him as a guest on your program. Is that right?
Right, right.
Yes. And so this story is entitled Civilian Prisons Coming Soon to a U.S. Army Base Near You. Little notice regulation allows construction on military installations. The U.S. Army is authorized to create civilian prison labor camps on military installations according to a little notice regulation. The camps are allowed if the request comes from the Federal Bureau of Prisons or state corrections facilities under leasing requirements defined by federal law. The discovery of the regulation comes shortly after Bush administration directives expanding presidential powers during an emergency. The Army prison camp policy is defined in Army Regulation 210-35 entitled Installation Civilian Inmate Labor Camps. The regulation revises an earlier civilian inmate labor camp regulation signed December 9, 1997. The regulation specifies, quote, the Army's primary purpose for allowing the establishment of prison camps on Army installations is to use the resident nonviolent civilian inmate labor pool to work on the leased portions of the installation. However, The regulation currently limits the Army's civilian inmate labor program to using inmates from facilities under control of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The reason why this is so worrisome is that we know, especially in the last year, that there has been a whole flurry of executive orders that President Bush has signed that has basically just totally thrown out the protections that we're supposed to enjoy as citizens of the United States under the Bill of Rights. And a lot of these executive orders have to deal with who is considered an enemy combatant, the right of habeas corpus, and all the rest of this stuff. So when the government starts talking about building prison labor camps to house large numbers of civilians, and at the same time, you have people such as presidential candidate Ron Paul and a few other high-ranking figures in the U.S. government talking about Bush being willing to instigate a false flag operation against the United States in order to declare martial law. And these are not my words. These are the words of a man who's been sitting in Congress for many, many years, Ron Paul and many others as well. This is very troublesome, obviously, Hashem.
I just hope you don't snore. We talked about that 2 years ago on Current Issues TV?
Mm-hmm.
About the same subject that now Jerome Corsi is talking about it. We talked about this, and other people are talking about it now more and more. But we've talked about this 2 years ago on Current Issues TV, that the United States government is building prisons to hold hundreds of thousands of civilians, just people like, I don't want to say like you and me, because we're not the average Joes out there, but just the people, but you know what? It's not going to be about the war, though, and it's not going to be because these people want to change the government. It will happen for economic reasons. Because the economy, the United States economy, I can guarantee you everything we are doing now with the war on Iraq and this the supposedly war on Iran, this is destructive moves on the part of the American government against America. This is how I see it, because by the time this all is said and done with, the economy of the United States will be reduced to zero. So I agree, and this is why they are getting all these security agencies to coordinate with each other, and this is why the presidential directive that in case of a catastrophe, regardless if it's, and they had put the word economic there. Mm-hmm. You know, the directive that came back in May of this year that gave, where George Bush had given himself the authority to control all aspects of government, the three divisions of government that we have, executive, legislative, and judicial, will be in the hands of the president in case of a catastrophe or a catastrophic event or a massive event where a massive loss of life is the product of. It could be a environmental, it could be like just a natural disaster, it could be a terrorism, it could be economic, and then we will have martial law. If people don't know what martial law is, it's very simple, where you have the government using the army and controlling its own citizens. That's what martial law is, and that's what we, where we are headed with this one. That's interesting, Mark, and not too many people are talking about this. You know, it's amazing how the media is in control of the majority of our people here, and they just feed them whatever garbage they want them to know. Anyhow, the phone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to join us, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What else is out there? What about Larry Craig? You're from Idaho, and your senator seems like he's in trouble, and no one's there. No one is on his side. His party left him. No Republican is willing to speak with this guy or side up with him. Now, you know Larry Craig. Was he a good senator?
To be honest, I don't know much about him, Hashem, other than the fact that, unfortunately, he is from Idaho. The people up here generally have thought very well of him, but they think well of him in the way that a lot of people think well of George Bush. They say, well, he is a Republican, and that's my party, and therefore he's my man. And so generally, you know, Idaho is not much different than most other parts of the country. People have very shallow political understanding, and they have very shallow political discussions. It basically boils down to Democrats and Republicans. So I haven't heard a whole lot of chatter on the streets about Larry Craig. Of course, the news has been talking about it nonstop. But, you know, my gut tells me that this thing, you know, that somebody wants him out of there. I'm not saying that Craig was set up. All by all counts, he probably is guilty of what he's been charged. But the fact of the matter is, Hashem, you know that this kind of thing happens every day amongst our elected officials. Think of Barney Frank. This guy ran a brothel out of his apartment in D.C., many, many years ago, and yet he's still sitting in the U.S. Congress. So this thing with Larry Craig happening, to me, it smells like that they are, and I hate to have to use that, no pun intended, given the fact that the thing supposedly took place in the men's room, but to me, it smells like certain people want him out of there for whatever reason. At this point, I think it's too early for us speculate, but I do think that there is operation to get rid of.
Well, you know, it's amazing that these people, and this should be an example for people out there to never believe what a candidate says, because this man talks about family values. As a matter of fact, there was an interview with him talking about Governor Romney. And the Romney's campaign, they had taken that interview. It was running on Romney's website, but they took it down yesterday. And it was basically, he was promoting Governor Romney for president. And, of course, he did hold a position in the campaign. He was the Senate liaison between the Senate and the Romney's campaign. But this man is not as clean as he's saying he is, because even though he's saying that he was a family man, but there are reports way back in 1982 he was implicated in a scandal there with some pages there in the who worked in Congress at that time with scandals of drugs, prostitution, and et cetera, et cetera. And his name was one of those implicated way back in 1982. And last October, Mike Rogers, who is a gay activist, he runs a blog. Last October, he did say that he had met, he wrote a couple of stories about Larry Craig, where he met with men saying that they had supposedly had encounters with Larry Craig. We're trying to make our language here as clean as possible. So Larry Craig, it looks like he is not, even though, you know, one might think that he was set up. Now, you know, I would go along with the setup, but the thing is, the other guy was in there first. So it's not like this guy was following him and he sat, you know, after him, because, you know, Larry Craig was waiting in the men's room while this man was already in the stall. So, and if you heard the arrest interview with Larry Craig, you will see that he very much defended his actions, that it was misconstrued as to be, you know, he was making advancement, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is here, Mark, is number one, Larry apparently is not as clean as he says he is. But at the same time, this man is running campaigns on family values.
And I agree.
This is the classical example of politicians lie, and people, you know, I meet people who will say, oh, Hillary Clinton said this, Barack Obama said that, Giuliani, oh, he wants to do this, I want to do that. It's like people will say anything to get elected, and people always fall for it. Why do American citizens always fall for the candidates' campaigns and what they said during a campaign? What do you think that is? Are we programmed to believe these people?
Well, I think that Americans, you know, they tend to think they tend to take the path of least resistance. And so when you have somebody, when you go to buy a used car and you ask these car salesmen, you say, "Now, this car here, is it in good shape? Have you looked it over?" And I'm going to be getting a good deal here. And then when the guy says, "Oh, yeah, yeah, we looked it over and it's in good shape, and you're going to be getting a good deal." And Americans, unfortunately, they're not very wise investors when it comes to their politics. Obviously, we elected Bill Clinton twice and we elected George Bush twice. And so likewise, when these candidates such as Craig or the others who come forward and start talking about family values, you know, we want to believe that. But, you know, Hisham, there's another aspect to this thing that I think we need to consider. When we look back at what happened with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, okay, we know based upon certain things that have appeared in the media at that time and since that this was an operation in blackmailing Clinton. And don't anybody out there make the mistake of thinking that I'm a Clinton fan, because I'm not. But it was obvious that he was being blackmailed by the Israelis because of the fact that he was putting pressure on them with regards to making peace with the Palestinians. This is something that they have bragged about openly. Netanyahu has bragged about it openly. Gordon Thomas wrote about it in his book, Gideon Spies. And the message that this whole Lewinsky affair left in terms of those sitting in elected offices in the United States is this. We can destroy you. We can even destroy the most powerful man in the world anytime we want. And I think that what happens is that this monster, the Zionist monster, who has files on every one of those people sitting in the U.S. Congress, they, from time to time, they have to remind those elected officials what kind of power they have, that they can destroy them anytime they want. And it may very well be that that is what this Craig scandal is all about. It's just a way of reminding them, if you get out of line, we can destroy you.
next one after the break. We have a few minutes left in the first hour, and then we will be back for another hour. So we'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, we are back with the second hour of Current Issues. Hashem is still having some problems with his computer. We don't know what it is. We don't want to assume that it's any kind of funny business, but then again, you never know, folks. Once again, I'd like to remind everybody about the upcoming conference in October. It is called No More Wars for Israel. It'll be held in Southern California over the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. Anybody interested in attending or finding out more information about this upcoming conference should go on the internet to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com, and there you'll find a partial list of some of the speakers who are going to be there, as well as some other details that you are going to need if you want to find out any more information. Now, before the break, we were talking about this Larry Craig scandal. And a lot of political watchers within our own movement here are speculating as to what's really going on. Are they trying to bring down Mitt Romney's presidential campaign? what's really going on here. And what I would postulate is that, you know, the way that these people, ladies and gentlemen, the way that the hidden hand that really runs things behind the scenes in our country and in other places around the world, primarily the way that it does this is with a two-pronged method, the first of which is blackmail and the second of which is bribery, the bullets and the bribe. Just like any organized crime outfit, these are the two weapons of choice that it uses to control the people who are out front. Now, every once in a while,
and this is not something new, Mark. This has been the policy, and people, you know, these senators and congressmen, they know this. They know the game, and they know how they should play if they want to remain in power. Because as we've seen, what happened with like Cynthia McKinney and other congressmen who resisted this. Mm-hmm. We've seen what happened with them.
Yeah, and it may very well be, Hisham, that Larry Craig didn't do anything to make the ruling elite angry or upset with him. It may very well be that they have just decided to make an example of him as a means of reminding the rest of the herd, this is what we can do if you don't
You know he along. Sits on... You know, he sits on the board of directors of the American Rifle Association.
Yes, I do.
The NRA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so think
of the National
the
Rifle
people,
Association.
Yeah, think of
so I don't know
people.
If that has anything to do with this.
Well, it's a way of tarring. It's like taking a handful of mud and throwing it at an entire group of people and not just one person. You know, a lot of people are going to be tainted with this. And so what I would say is, for now, until we find out more information, you know, we have to assume. See, that's the thing. When you're dealing with the Zionists, these are the kind of people. They're like the bully on the playground. You know, he comes to you and he says, give me your money. And when you give it to him, he beats you up anyway.
You see, all right, Mark, we'll catch this in the second hour as we are out of time for the first hour. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, it's 800-313-9443. Call us in the second hour. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.